how long were you a Keno rider?
Oh, that was like up until, it wasn't very long, maybe. I came in 57, maybe I did it for. It had something to do, you know, I can't really remember because I'm bad on dates. I can't really remember. It had something to do with the city law because they made all the women stop doing any gambling, anything in the gambling industry. And that included the West Side. You know, I mean, they didn't have that many women working. Like, they had a few ladies that were dealing blackjack on the West Side. The lady that I mentioned earlier, Captain Joseph, who has been here, like my husband, forever. I think she's now director of EOB at school. And another lady that owns a store here at Sweets. They were all dealers. Even Sarah Ann Knight, the lady that owns the, or did own the Moulin Rouge, she was a dealer. So they all worked on the West Side. But something happened during that time period with the laws. They made some kind of law to change the law, and women weren't allowed to deal anymore. That means deal cards, right king, or anything. And that's what happened. That's why I stopped doing that. I just can't remember the date, but it had to be 58, maybe 59. So then I went to working as a cocktail waitress. I worked, Bob Bailey had a place here in town, and I worked for him for a while. And then I went to, there were two places that opened up. I think it was El Morocco opened up, and I went in there to work. And then the Carver House opened up. It must have opened up right after. I know it had Eric, so that had to open up. Must be Eric was born in October. Maybe it opened up in only on that jet book would I know that the time basis on that El Morocco thing. But then I went over to Carver House. I went in that show. So I worked in the show in the Carver House.
Okay, so now after being a cocktail waitress for a while, then you went back to dancing?
Right, because they opened the show in the Carver. They opened this building, this built a hotel, small hotel, and they had this review in it. And it was the Traineers, and they had a small line, and they had Billy Ward and his Dominoes, they worked in it. And I'm not too, it didn't last too long, but I know they had got girls. They made it like a big thing. It was going to be a big thing, but the line wasn't that big. I think it was only about maybe six girls in there because the stage wasn't that big. And then after that went down, I think I went back to the El, because that's the only place you could do work was right around this area. So I think I went back to the El Morocco, and I worked in the change booth, whatever it was, and I did change. And then something happened again where I went back to the Carver House because they took the shows out, and they just, some guy have a cocktail lounge, and that's all he had in there. He did have somebody to sing it. But it was a good job because, I tell you what, everybody still wanted to sort of, you know, like, whites still wanted to sort of mix in the black neighborhood. And it was a nice spot because what they didn't have the shows open, and they didn't have any gambling, but they took the area where they had the gambling and they put tables out there. They had a bar in there, and it was a nice place to go to have a drink, you know.
But they took the gambling out of the Carver House?
Yeah, they had taken the gambling out of it.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. They claimed at the time that, you know, people stole the money or they weren't making enough money, so they didn't have enough to, you have to have a bankroll to have a gambling done, so I guess they didn't have enough bankroll to run it. And so that ceased, and another guy took it over and rented it out, and leased the, I imagine that's what he did, he leased the gambling was and made it, all the tables were out, but he made that a cocktail lounge because there was a bar in there. And, Giriel. And I worked for him for a while, and then I went to work, I do believe, I went to work for Ruben, and that's how Ruben Bullock had, he built a nice, he's been here a long time. Gosh, he's been here forever. He was born here. He had a nice place called Ruben. And from what I can understand, he had been one of the first bartenders to work a bar on the Strip. I think he worked at El Rancho Vegas.
No, what was his name?
His name is Ruben Bullock. He worked at El Rancho Vegas. So he was a, you know, he was one of the bartenders that worked, first that worked on the strip. Now whether he worked the front bar, I don't know, or worked the service bar, I don't know that. But I do know that he was one of the first bartenders to work on the strip.
Was this a black man?
Yeah. And that was even before I got here. That was way before I got here. And anyway, he was like the premier bartender on the west side. I mean, I guess he knew how to make all the drinks. And he opened up his own place, and I went to work for him. And that's how I met the guy, Harry Brown, and that's how I got the job the Caesars later, by meeting him in Rubens, which was a good place because when Rubens opened it up, I mean, that sort of brought the life back to the west side. There was a lot of mixture of black and white again because it was a piano bar. It was nice. They served a little food in there. And what happened was, it was like an after-hours spot, really. It was like after everybody had did everything on the strip, this is where they came to hang out. Because at that time, then the strip was wide open. And you could, downtown, the integration had set in, and you could go to the other places. And when you got through doing all that, then you'd want to try to just hang out with yourself, I guess. So they would just congregate in Rubens, and Rubens would just be the place to be.